Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Birdland Today. Your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Hey, welcome to Birdland Today for Thursday, February 13th. I hope you are having a great day. Is there anything better in February than seeing pictures of baseball players in Sarasota? Today was the first team workouts. Pitchers and catchers had to report yesterday, but the story is that there's a lot of other players there down there already. So make sure you're looking at following all your Orioles reporters on Twitter so you can get all this news and plus see the pretty pictures. See the pictures of guys walking in, guys stretching, guys starting to work out, because it means baseball things are happening. Mike Elias this morning did talk to some reporters. He gave us a few little updates. I would love to know how he's going to respond to Alex Bregman. But I believe the response is, well, now that the Red Sox also had a better offseason than us, we're just going to keep moving forward. And we are what we are. It's a perfect sign-in for the Red Sox. Sucks that it's in our same division. And it is what it is. I don't see the Orioles making another move. I really think Michael Elias is happy with what we've got. And honestly, I can't complain. Projections still show the Orioles being one of the top teams in baseball. I told you guys last week that I don't buy Fangraphs projections as much as I buy Vegas projections, because Fangraphs has a reputation of being wrong on the Orioles. Vegas has a reputation of always being right, or at least right enough that they're always taking your money. They've got the money on the line. All right, a couple updates from Mike Elias this morning. Felix Bautista, he's feeling good. He's throwing bullpen sessions. He has a good chance of being ready for opening day. I like that. Love that. I cannot wait for that first night game in Camden. Bautista comes out of the pen. Lights flash. Omar's whistle goes off. It's what I want. I miss it. Trevor Rogers is a number of weeks behind schedule, so he will probably miss opening day with a kneecap issue, subluxation, something like that. And Jorge Mateo is also not going to be ready for opening day, unlikely for opening day. So those are some small things that suck. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's not great. A cool report came out. You know what? I'm going to put this report in the newsletter. But a cool report came out showing that the Orioles are responsible for a $76 million impact each year by having the team down in Sarasota. It's a pretty cool report. This weekend, is it?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Today or tomorrow that the Jackson Holliday little mini show goes on to MLB and Orioles.com. We saw this. Was it last year that we saw this or maybe it was 2 years ago with DL Hall? But it was before the Orioles traded him, so it must have been 2 years ago. Hopefully that does not mean we are looking to trade Jackson Holliday. The report is Jackson Holliday is in Sarasota, and he is looking ripped. That he put on some muscle this offseason. That's the report. So I want you guys to send me a message, because here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell me what you think the big stories are at spring training are this year, so we can talk about them next week. And I guess tomorrow too. Tomorrow's Friday. Because for me, Charlie Morton, I know what I've got. I'm not concerned. But Tommy Seguna, the guy's 35 years old, but he has a chance to be Rookie of the Year. If he can translate from Japan baseball to Major League Baseball. In fact, I'm going to look at those Vegas odds today because I might put some money down on that. Because why not? So that's my big storyline, is to watch him. Mateo and Urias, I think it's really interesting on how the Orioles are going to use those guys. And I think it's clear now about platoons in the outfield. And I think Cedric Mullins is the number one guy I've got my eye on because his career is on a downward trajectory. Can he bounce back? We've seen him do it before. But we'll see. Those are my storylines when I think, and obviously the bullpen, making sure everyone's good. I don't feel like there's huge storylines going into this spring training. There's enough to keep me interested. It's baseball, so I read every day. But anyway, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, at Josh Soroka, and let me know what you think the big stories are. Alex Bregman went to the Red Sox. Yeah, Red Sox are going to be better this year. But I'm still not concerned about this team. In other words, maybe the Red Sox can play better against the Yankees as well. Not just the Orioles, but also against the Yankees. And help us to win that division. It's going to be tough. Because the AL East, but look at the projections. The AL East, from top to bottom, is going to be like a 5-game swing. It's not much. So I think we have a good chance there. All right, I'm going to wrap it up right there as I am recording this in a Wawa parking lot in Orlando, where I'm going down to visit my daughter for a little bit. So have a great day. Like always, subscribe, rate, review. Go to the newsletter. Go to Birdland Today. Do all that stuff. And more importantly than ever, spread the word. Talk to you tomorrow. It's baseball season.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com, and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.